Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the Leinster Express newspaper in Laois has the news that the former Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley has confirmed now he is going to run in the general election as an independent candidate. He says he's going to let the people of Laois judge for themselves whether he should represent them, and he pitched himself as an independent Republican. So that's Brian Stanley running as an independent in the upcoming general election. Now, after decades of promised reform, there are signs that Ireland's coroner services could be about to change. A report published by the government last week, following a period of public consultation, included a commitment from the Minister for Justice to reform the service. Well, Brian O'Connell has been speaking to families as well as those in the legal profession about why that reform is needed. And Brian is with us now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So we have a system in this country, Brian. If someone dies suddenly, there may be an inquest.
Yes, and coroners are appointed in the main by local authorities in Ireland. Usually it's a qualified solicitor, perhaps a medical professional. And their role is to investigate sudden, violent or unexpected deaths. Now, the coroner can hold a post-mortem, can hold an inquest, witnesses can give evidence, and a verdict may be issued. And then sometimes, Claire, recommendations might be given. Everybody I've spoken to involved, from families to persons working in the service, acknowledge reform is needed. It was actually flagged first back in 2000 when a full review of the service was published, but many of the issues flagged still persist, people are telling me. So we have had a period of public consultation now. The results of that have been published, and we do now have a commitment from government to implement legislative change of this service.
And we'll come to what that might mean in a minute and what came from the public consultation. But I know you've been speaking to people with experience of the system, Brian, about what exactly they'd like to see change.
Exactly. I began speaking with Patricia O'Toole, who sadly lost her husband, Raymond McKenna, in July 2022. He suffered a fatal cardiac arrest 24 hours after being discharged from hospital. So Patricia and her family attended an inquest this year, which looked at the circumstances around Raymond's death. She told me what that experience of the coroner service was like.
It was very hard on everybody. And then it took about 2 years to get the cause of death.
Were you given much information in advance of the inquest as to what it would be like? Were you well prepared for what was to come?
We as a family were not prepared. Now, we had legal team involved. Now, they would have been prepared, but if we had gone in with no legal team, mm-hmm. we really wouldn't have known what to expect. Even though I had been to other inquests, it was totally different in this case because it was the cause of death had to be actually determined. I was advised by a friend to go to an inquest, but it's not something you'd like to do, and you could end up knowing the person whose inquest it was. Yeah, there wasn't much information basically given as to what to expect at it.
You'd mentioned to me you found the staff fantastic, very sympathetic.
Absolutely. They actually were. It's like they're handpicked to be sympathetic.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, in your experience, would have helped make it easier?
I felt that the flow of information as to what delays might be caused, what might be causing delays, yeah. or when the possible date would be, mm-hmm. could be kept up to date better on that.
Anything else then could be improved? Because we know government are looking now at reform of the coroner's courts.
But basically the role of the Gardaí, in my case, the Gardaí were just liaising with me. But in another case that I was involved in, the Garda was both a witness and liaising with the family.
In terms of costs then, Patricia, obviously you went into your inquest with legal representation, so you had to bear that cost.
I will have to, but I don't know when. I actually don't have an idea when yet. But yeah, I'm sure I will have to. Yeah. And like, that's not, there's no legal advice given to you by anybody outside of, unless you engage a solicitor.
Do you feel you needed to have that legal representation?
I did. I absolutely 100% did. Yeah, I did.
And that was Patricia O'Toole talking about her experience. Now, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties has campaigned on this issue for a long time, Brian. You spoke to them too, but you also got the thoughts of a barrister who has co-written a book on inquests.
I spoke with barrister Dearn O'Mahony, co-wrote a book on medical inquests, and she has long called for reform of coroner's courts. This is some of what Dearn O'Mahony told me about what she would like to see in terms of reform.
When a loved one dies and their death is the subject of an inquest, very often they're thrown into what's a very cold, clinical and unknown environment where there's no real information or support for them. And so I think that definitely in terms of modernising the service, we need to make it more user-friendly.
If you had the ear of the Minister for Justice, Dearn, what changes would you like to see made in a general sense?
Recommendations made at inquest are hugely important, and I think that that's been recognised in this latest report. I've always believed that recommendations made at an inquest are underutilised as a resource for learning important lessons about preventable deaths. And so I'm very pleased to see this being addressed. I think it has the potential to affect real and meaningful change.
Okay, so that's one reform possibly that may come. Anything else then you would like to see changed?
I think the whole process around selection of juries at inquest, which has been under scrutiny, is one that needs to be looked at. So right now, if there's a need for a jury at an inquest, the coroner will ask a member of An Garda Síochána to choose jurors from the electoral register. But I've certainly long maintained that this is not consistent with the proper function of a jury. Where a jury is required, wide support, I think, exists for selection by way of application of the Juries Act 1976, rather than through An Garda Síochána, which is the current process. We have 37 coroner's offices in Ireland, and coroners are appointed by the local authority after selection by local appointments commission. And it's only in Dublin that they're actually appointed by the Minister for Justice. So I think that needs to change. Coroners should be appointed following an open and transparent recruitment process.
Do you welcome the fact that there seems to be some momentum now in terms of reform?
Yes, I think now really is the time for action. And so we're looking to the Minister for Justice to implement that action now.
That's Barrister Dearn O'Mahony. Now, you said at the outset, Brian, that there was some attempt at reform over 20 years ago. It's something the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, they've been pushing for some time.
They've been pushing it for a long time. I spoke with Liam Herrick, who's Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. They produced a study a number of years back on what kind of reform is needed. And they pointed to the UK, where reform was introduced quite a while back. So they obviously welcome government commitments, but they want to see significant reform as opposed to tinkering around the edges of a system they believe is no longer fit for purpose, and they say is failing not only families but society as a whole. This is some of what Liam Herrick told me.
Over many years, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties have come across families who'd had very negative experiences with the coroner system, that they had felt that they didn't get the independent investigation of the death of their loved one that they needed, but also that they had actually been traumatised by the process itself. And this led us in 2021 to publish a comprehensive report on the experiences of families in the coroner system. So the kind of experiences that the families that we work with reported were, first of all, that they weren't given much information about the process beforehand. They didn't know what to expect, that they were very much marginalized within the process itself, that the conditions very often in the buildings in which the inquests were held were completely unsuitable, and especially for families that might go through inquests that might last a period of time. They didn't have access to legal aid, so they didn't feel that their voice was heard in the process. And they were very unhappy with how some of the inquests were conducted. You know, it's surprising, I think, to a lot of people that An Garda Síochána, as well as carrying out the investigation on behalf of the inquest, of course, are often witnesses. So it's a very archaic system. It's been notified for at least 25 years that the system is completely unfit for purpose. In 2000, the Department of Justice commissioned a working group which reported on the need for radical overhaul of the whole system. At least 25 years after it was first recognised that the system needed root and branch reform, that still hasn't happened. And what we really find is that the Irish coroner system now is completely out of sync with the reform systems in Northern Ireland, England and Wales and Scotland, and also completely incompatible with our requirements under the European Convention on Human Rights for an independent investigation of deaths.
That's Liam Herrick. And Brian, you did ask the Department of Justice for an update on their reform plans.
Well, they referred to the public consultation just published. So Minister McEntee has secured government approval, as I said earlier, to draft a scheme of a bill which would significantly reform the coroner service. So that'll be worked on in the background with department officials. Perhaps the heads of a bill might be brought to whatever government is in place next year. Then in terms of what is happening at the moment, well, the department has committed commence a modernisation project in the Dublin District Coroner's Office, because in Dublin, the department has operation responsibility as opposed to local authorities around the country. So this would improve communication, improve engagement with bereaved families, which is what a lot of families have been asking for. So the websites would be updated, more leaflets, booklets, letters, you know, basic enough stuff in terms of information. But it's what families say they need to make it a warmer place, if you like, for families. It's intended the lessons then learned in the Dublin District will be used in the development of a national model, which would, once that supporting legislation is enacted sometime next year.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian O'Connell reporting there. Now, the Chief of Staff for the Irish Defence Forces has confirmed that Camp Shamrock was struck by a rocket in Lebanon last night. Lieutenant General Sean Clancy confirmed the incident in Athlone this morning. He said it was our assessment travelling from north to south into Israel. A lot of these are undirected, unguided and therefore unpredictable rockets, and they've been known to fall out, being taken down by the Iron Dome. So he said that the rocket did fall in an unoccupied area of the actual camp itself. It caused minimal damage on the ground, and most importantly, he said, all Irish personnel are safe and well. So that update from Sean Clancy in the last little while. Now, next on the programme, already a kitsch TV classic, Gilly Cooper's Rivals has grabbed the headlines for its steamy scenes, but what about the music? We're going to spin the 80s discs from the hit show next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.